With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden welcomes the lowering of interest rates by the Federal Reserve. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
In a speech to the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., the president said Wednesday's half-point cut by the Fed sends an important signal.
I think it's good news for consumers, and it means the cost of buying a home, a car, and so much more will be going down.
But he acknowledged there's more to do to keep lowering prices. Inflation, which rose to a four-decade high during the Biden administration, has come down to an annual rate of 2.5%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities say a judge in a rural Kentucky county was shot and killed at the local courthouse on Thursday. The local sheriff was charged in the shocking slaying. The judge was fatally shot in his chambers, and police said the sheriff opened fire following an argument. Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins, 43, was taken into custody at the scene without incident and charged with murder. The leader of Hezbollah vowed to retaliate for this week's deadly attacks on the group's communications devices. Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes on Thursday as he spoke. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's a real problem in northern Israel and southern Lebanon.
Since October 8th, Hezbollah has been firing rockets into Israel. Israel's been firing back. The population in both northern Israel and southern Lebanon has had to flee their homes. And we all want to see them be able to go back to their homes. And that requires a secure environment.
At least 37 people were killed in the device attacks, including two children, and some 3,000 others were wounded. On Wall Street, the Dow by 522 points, the NASDAQ rose 440. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon.
The city of Brookings will pay $400,000 in legal fees and has agreed to stop trying to restrict St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from ministering to the homeless. City officials had tried to limit the church to providing food and water to homeless people just 2 days of the week. Pastor Bernie Lindley tells Oregon Public Broadcasting, quote, "It certainly didn't have to come to this, but we had to stand up for our religious freedoms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU wades into the Michigan State Supreme Court races with a multi-million-dollar commitment to advertising. The liberal group will spend $2 million on several weeks of radio ads ahead of the November election. The spots will largely focus on the candidates' records on abortion. Democrats believe the Michigan High Court could rule on the topic in the future, despite Michigan voters enshrining abortion in the state constitution in 2022. This is SRN News. No cell phones in Texas classrooms.
That's what Texas Education Agency Commissioner Mike Morath wants. He says lawmakers should ban the use of cell phones in public schools across the state. Morath called the use of cellular devices extremely harmful to student progress and would already have banned the devices if it were within his power. His comments fall directly in line with a debate taking place in school systems across the country, a contentious subject that doesn't divide neatly along party lines. Some lawmakers appeared open to the idea, while others questioned whether it was necessary. John Scott reporting.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced on felony firearms charges in December after the judge agreed to a delay requested by the defense. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, though he's likely to get far less time or avoid prison entirely. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.